Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
I'm Ivy Hilton, and you are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
Thank you, Ivy, and welcome, everyone. This is America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're recording from the beautiful Meditation Museum in Tysons Corner, Virginia. If you haven't been out here, I recommend that you take some time off and come on into a space that can help you to find some deeper clarity. We're in it 24/7. Doesn't mean that we're always clear, but I do know that it becomes a mirror to remind us of the power of clarity and the importance of clarity. Again, I've been sharing this with all of you. We're approaching 20 years of service in the nation's capital, and we can't believe it. If you're making any plans to go anywhere for the 4th of July weekend, please come to D.C. Or if you're a local, please come out to the MGM Grand Ballroom on Sunday, July 2nd, 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Our 2,000 seats are almost booked, and I'm actually not thinking of filling the room. That is absolutely not my interest right now. My interest is that I want a room of diverse energy. I want individuals from all sectors, all political background, religious belief systems. And so this little amount of remaining seats, I'm calling upon all of you to come in and to really, really begin to seep into what it means to be awakened to love and forgiveness as we celebrate our 20-year anniversary. And we're going to have Dan Nanan, who does clean comedy. We're going to have the Abigail Francisco School of Classical Ballet is going to be with us. We'll have the Mudra India Classical Dancers with us. We'll have the award-winning journalist Roberta Baskin from 48 Hours. Remember that. She's also with the Pew Institute. And so we are really wanting to create an energy and a vibration where we feel like our lives are changing for the better, despite all the stuff that we're living through currently in the news. I wish I could just turn off my Twitter handle and just not get updated on everything that's going on. But I even get calls from friends across the country. Sister Jenna, are you okay? We heard what happened. And whatever the case might be, I'm going to speak very openly and honestly to you. I respect and love the fact that we're all God's children. I might not always agree with everyone's behavior or actions. Sometimes I don't agree with my own behavior or actions. So how can I always accept the behavior and actions of another? I do know that when we're in positions of leadership, we can do so much good in the world. And I suspect that when I am doing good, there will be an overwhelming vibration from the minds of people where there will be blessings and praise and good wishes. And you don't have to force someone to try to believe in your story. They just will, because they will feel it from a level of intention that you mean well. We're moving towards a revolution that power to the people is emerging. And we are all realizing that the inner power of the soul is the call of the time. And until we gain our inner power, we're going to be troubled by the consistent scenes of uncertainty that's in our world. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking to Tony Palermo, a certified life coach living in the beautiful Northern California area. And he's going to be explaining to us the power of positive thoughts and why it's so important. Before I get Tony on, let's do what we do best at the America Meditating Radio, and that is to get into a moment of solitude, to reflect, to focus. From Off the Grid into the Heart Meditation CD. Here's Off the Grid. Of the two types of consciousness that reside within the soul, let us choose the consciousness of light over the darkness of past stories, the history that gets into our way. Let us now remember our connection to the Supreme Energy, the Supreme Soul, the Being of Light. For far too long, we have allowed the external forces to dictate our inner force. And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart to be myself. I choose to no longer be under the influence of what the world tells me, what my parents have told me, my spouse, friends, or anyone who has been a negative influence in my life. In this meditation, I stand strong in the original, eternal, imperishable worth of the soul. I, the being of light, the soul of power, I step into the heart and I become a being of love, a being of light and goodness. And welcome back. That was Off the Grid, Into the Heart. Hope that you enjoyed that experience. Today, we're proud to welcome Tony Palermo. He's a certified life coach living in Northern California. He believes in the law of attraction and the power of affirmations based on his own experiences. Tony is a contributor to the Huffington Post and Thrive Global. His soon-to-be-released book is entitled Positive Thoughts Will Change Your Life. Today, we welcome Tony Palermo to America Meditating Radio. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. I've seen that you're very passionate about life coaching and about helping others. And I know that sometimes that journey opens up for us when we might have experienced ourselves in a place that we're kind of stuck or our back's to the wall or something's just not working. And we started to realize the kind of inner dialogue that was needed. And we saw what it did for our own lives. And then we told a friend or two, and then they were like, oh my gosh, you saved my life. And then they told it another friend or two. The point that I'm making is, what actually inspired you to really get into the whole area of life coaching and helping others?
Well, what happened to me was I suffered a breakup when I was around 20 years old, and I pretty much, it wasn't a major depression that I suffered, but I felt low and just kind of depressed. I knew I wasn't feeling right. And I went to a lot of doctors, and I tried pretty much everything people could think of. I did hypnosis, went to normal MD doctors, and just basically anything people told me to do, I would try because I was pretty desperate. And what happened was, it took me about 20 years to really get to the point where I was really happy with myself. And what happened was, about 10 years ago, by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And she talked about affirmations and positive thinking. And I said I would try that. And the thing that happened to me was, nothing really worked for me. It didn't work. And I put it on the shelf and said, okay, this probably worked for some people. It doesn't work for me. So fast forward about another 5 or 6 years, and then I found a life coach in Los Angeles, and he helped me. And the first thing I asked him was, do affirmations really work? Because I was still thinking that they worked, they just didn't work for me. And the thing that really changed my life the most was, he said, Tony, they work. You have to say them until you're sick and tired of saying them. And then it clicked on me that I really wasn't saying an affirmation long enough to give it any power. So what he said was, you need to tell yourself every single day, all the time, I am happy, I'm content in my life. And that's really when things started to change. because when I was in a depressed state, every day when I would wake up, I would pretty much tell myself, I'm depressed, I feel sad, because that's what I was letting out into the universe just by saying I feel sad and depressed. And that was my affirmation that I was sending out to the universe. And speaking with my life coach, I changed the way I was thinking. And Louise Hay was totally right when she wrote in her book, you need to do affirmations. It's just I didn't know that you needed to do them all the time. And as I think back, it really makes a lot of sense, because when I was feeling depressed or feeling sad, I would always think, I'm not feeling well, I'm feeling sad and depressed. So what I did was I changed my thought to be more positive, and I would say every day, yes, I'm feeling great, I'm feeling wonderful, I feel happy. And it took me, I would say, 2 or 3 months of doing that consistently before I felt better. And I remember the day it happened. I walked into my life coach's office, and I told him, you know, Gary, I haven't felt depressed in a week. And I was smiling, because in the past 15, 20 years, I hadn't gone a full week without feeling depressed. And that's really when it clicked for me, and I thanked him for telling me that affirmations work. It's just you need to put in the effort and the time. And I talk about this in my book, you can't give up. Giving up is why I didn't think affirmations worked when I tried it about 10 years ago, because I would say an affirmation, but I would only do it for maybe a day or two. And in reality, it takes a long time to make an affirmation work, because...
Yeah, it takes a while, because, you know, each thought is creating an impression in the soul. And every time you keep telling yourself, you know, and you're feeling what you're telling yourself, I don't feel well, I don't feel good, this is like how it is, I'm like that, that you're speaking to that with feelings as well. So it is going deeper as a recording that this is something I will believe in. Yeah, you know, like for many people who are learning about the language of positive thinking, it's that you put a positive thought and you still feel down, but you have to keep, I love what you said, every day you kept adding a positive thought to your narrative, waiting for that one day when it clicks. I have to tell you, Tony, we had some visitors, we have a lot of visitors here all the time, and there were some sisters and yogis who were on this green juice diet. And I'm not wild about food, but I'm definitely don't mind having a big breakfast. I'm a breakfast person. So these folks would come. One came from Hong Kong, so skinny, totally unhealthy. She's all lauding about raws and green juice. I'm like, you need to eat some food. That's what I remember. I remember
yes,
it so specifically.
Kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, like I remember telling her. Then there was another sister who came from Trinidad. She was very heavy, and she was drinking these juices, and I could see that she was losing weight, but she was a fanatic. It's like everything was juice. She finished her breakfast, green juice. By the time an hour after breakfast, she's already thinking about what she's going to make for lunch, which is a green juice. And I'm like, there's something wrong here. Then there was another guy.
I guess it doesn't take much to figure out what you're going to have.
You know, and exactly. And then another guy from Russia, he came, and he had like bottles of green juice. You've got to do this. My wife survived from cancer, and she had thyroid. And I was like, yeah, da, okay, da. And he left me like bottles of green juice. And I'm like, what is it? These people are like really needing to eat some food. They are fanatic. But I used to remember thinking babies always had liquids and soft foods and how it would go directly in their system. And I don't know why that would come up. I'm going to actually get to the end of the story. But at the end of the day, I found myself every day thinking, I'm going to try that one day. One morning I woke up, might have been like 2 years later. I asked the brother who takes care of us, could you make me some green juice? He made it. He says, okay, do you want this every day? I go, no, let's just take it one day at a time. I stayed on a green juice diet for 3.5 months with one meal a day. And it wasn't until I was at a conference and I ate pizza, I could not go back to green juice. And however, and I know this sounds crazy, but it was interesting how I kept thinking that I want to try this green juice. I know it's good for you. And for those 3 months, Tony, I would walk in a room and I was radiating like a thousand suns. So we want to talk about your positive thoughts, because positive thoughts make you radiate like a thousand suns. And that's the theme of your new book. So share with our listeners, really, what is the power behind positive thinking? And is there a step that we can take that can help our listeners to move more into a life that's worry-free?
Yes, I think the things that really help me the most, and I talked about this in the book, is number one, get very specific on what you want to do in your life. In terms of me, I wasn't in a happy place, so I wanted to become happy. So that was my affirmation. I wanted to be happy. And what you have to do with that, and you can do this in several different ways, is when you're doing the affirmation and you want to put like an image in your mind. So give the positive thought, or what I call affirmations, more energy, is when you're saying your affirmation. So what I would say every day throughout the entire day is I would say, yes, I am happy, I am content, and I would have an image of that in my mind. So not only was I saying it out loud, I was envisioning what my life would be like if I was happy, because the image in my mind before that was I was unhappy. So I think that right there makes people move in the direction that they want faster. But the one thing I think that helps people the most is I tell clients and friends, don't give up, because I've been where people are when they're feeling low or depressed or just want to change something in their life. And what I tell people is I suffered for 10 or 15 years of feeling low and depressed, and that's why it took me 3 or 4 months to kind of get out of that feeling low. And if you have a problem that you thought fairly quickly, it won't take you that long to change in the direction that you're going in. But the longer you're stuck in whatever situation you're in, the longer it's going to take for you to get to where you want to be. So that's why the number one rule is don't give up. Keep going. Think of it as like a blade of grass growing. You see this great lawn growing, and it takes time for that lawn to grow. It doesn't grow all at once, or a plant. And you can't just say, oh, it doesn't work for me. You have to just have faith that it's going to work, and you have to believe that it's going to work for you. Because anytime you have doubt that something's not going to work, it's probably not going to work for you, or if it does, it's going to take a lot longer than if you totally believed, yes, this process is going to work, and I know it's going to work because it's worked for other people. And I know people can say, well, something can work for you, but it won't work for me. Give it time. I like to tell people, give it at least 90 days of positive thinking, no matter what you want to change in your life or manifest in your life, and give it time. Because half the problem I find in my life coaching practice is people give up too soon, or they say their affirmation, but in the back of their mind they have doubts. And so when they're saying the affirmation, on the other hand, they're saying, oh, this isn't going to work. And when you say it's not going to work, it's probably not going to work. That's just, it kind of goes hand in hand. So what I try to tell people is don't have doubt. Believe in yourself that this process is going to work, and envision what you want in your mind. And the most important thing is don't give up, because as soon as you give up, it's kind of like you're saying to the universe, okay, this process doesn't work and I don't believe in it. So it's going to basically, it's like starting completely over again. So if you're into it 2 months and it's going to take 90 days and you're in 60 days and you say, oh, this process doesn't work, you have to do it again for 90 days. It's like you're just starting completely over again. And people get very frustrated, and I try to explain to them, you can't give up. Because as soon as you give up, it's like you don't want to have to start all over again. It's very frustrating. And I totally understand. I mean, I did this for, it took me 15, 20 years to learn this. So I understand where people come from. And that's really why I got into life coaching, because I know the process has worked, and I know you can help yourself on so many different levels. It's just a process you have to go through.
I get that. So now we talk a lot about The Secret. I remember that movie that came out, and we hear a lot about the law of attraction, and a lot of people believe it works, and some are skeptical. What have we done to attract the current state of the country that we seem to be in, and what can we do to either reverse it or move it forward?
I think the best thing people can do is really focus on what they want in terms of, do you want to live in peace? Do you want to live in harmony? Because I think the more people focus on what they want, they will attract that into your life. When people focus on things that they don't want, it usually generates more of what they don't want. For example, when people focus on, like, the drug war, in my mind and in a lot of people who speak about the law of attraction, just focusing on the drug war has created more drugs. Mm. So it's kind of like whatever you focus on, no matter what it is, and that's why if you focus on a positive thought, you get positive results. If you focus on a negative, you're going to get negative results. So if you focus on war, you focus on the drug war, it seems to create more of those things. So I like to tell people, focus on what you really want, not what you don't want. Because a lot of people will say, well, I want to live in a place that has no war. So instead of saying I want no war, say I want peace. So it's kind of like you're just reversing what you don't want, basically. Right. You never speak about what you don't want, because that usually attracts more of it into your life.
Right. So, I get that. You know, sometimes we think positive thinking and
stuff. Sometimes they think the exact opposite of what they should be. So that's why I try to train people in terms of thinking of things you want instead of things you don't want.
I get that. And, you know, perhaps sometimes when we look at even the positive aspects of life, we tend to try to complicate it. And actually, truth is very simple. So if you just want to live a positive life, just think positively. That's it.
And I think that's a very good point. And I think what people, when they speak and think in a positive way, I think you will, in time, attract more of those people into your life that will give you support. And I think that's a big part of it, is you find more people that believe the same thing that you do, and you will just manifest. Those people will come to you gradually over time when you start thinking in a more positive way. You just can't give up, and you have to keep moving forward.
Exactly. Tony, you're so positive. Thank you so much. When is your book going to come out, and could you leave us with a website that our listeners can get a hold of you?
Sure. My book is coming out the first week in June, so it'd be out around June 2nd. And my website is TonyPalermoLifeCoach.com. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for having me on your show, and it's been a great honor.
Me too, and please come back whenever you have any good things percolating out there.
Yeah, that'd be great. As always, it's great to talk to you, and have a great rest of your day.
You too, Tony. Take care. What a sweet and a delightful young man. Oh my gosh, I could just feel his positivity reeking through the conversation. And as he's talking, I'm saying to myself, oh my gosh, this is so simple. He's saying it, just be happy. Just be positive. That's it, right? And speaking about positivity, I wonder where can we find Sister Gita in the studio to read us something that is awe-inspiring and awe-uplifting. Sister Gita, what do you have for our listeners today?
I'm positively here, and I will read The Quality of Thoughts, taken from the book Companion of God by Daddy Janki, who is known to have gone through all of these beautiful tests, and now she's one of the most powerful person in the world. Quality of Thoughts. An enlightened person understands that there is nothing to be gained by thinking about others or problems. Pure thoughts and feelings will do all the work. There is no need to think any further. The quality of your thoughts will affect your spiritual endeavor or your body, so keep checking them. If you don't, then at some point Your mode of thinking will become quite ordinary, no longer spiritual. The sign of this is that your mind begins to race and you start reacting sensitively to little things. You become vulnerable, not just to the opinion of others, but even to your own limited way of understanding. Thoughts can be your own best friend or your worst enemy. It's up to you. Wonderful. So remember that every little thought in your mind is pure. Every little thought in your mind is peace. Every little thought in your mind is love. Every little thought in your mind is happy. You will then feel so good, feel so sweet. Every little thought in your mind is truth.
Thank you very much, Sister Geeta. I'm so glad how you entertain yourself in the studio on my expense. But I can't help but having to like you. I just have no option. Anyway, everybody, I hope you enjoyed a day of positive thinking today on the air. I know I did. Even Sister Geeta's little, every little cell, we've got to give her a music contract, because I think her having to let out all of her talents on the air at times definitely takes us into a very beautiful space. Thanks to Tony Palermo for his work. Please go to TonyPalermoLifeCoach.com. Don't forget to come and join us on Sunday, July 2nd at the MGM Grand Ballroom so that we can have a good time together at 3:30. If you'd like some more information, just go to MeditationMuseum.org and click on the events page. The show was sponsored and underwritten by Arco Iris Foundation. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to love each other the same. And I'm going to end the show with The Rose, also by Kristen Hoffman. Take care, everyone, and keep your thoughts and your mind happy.
Over 30,000 homeless children live in the streets of La Paz, Bolivia. Most of these children live on the bridges and cemeteries or wherever they can find shelter. They eat whatever they can find, steal or beg. Father Joseph Maria Neuenhofer, a German priest, has dedicated his entire life in helping these children. For the last 23 years, Foundation Arco Iris, founded and led by Father Neuenhofer, has helped thousands of these children in providing shelter, food, education, and medical care through the Foundation's hospital. For more information and to donate to Foundation Arco Iris, go to www.arcoirisamerica.org. Stepping strong.